This week, scientists have made a breakthrough in the treatment of Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease is a neurodegenerative brain condition. It's quite common, and people who have it complain of tremors, but more noticeably and more of a problem to them is the fact that their movements are very hard to get going. They know what they want to do, but they just can't make the movements start happening. And also, when they do get movements going, sometimes they're much slower and smaller than they would like. Scientists have tried treating the condition in various ways, and it occurs because the brain ends up with too little of a chemical called dopamine, which is produced by one class of nerve cells in the brain. And one way to treat the condition is with a drug called L-DOPA. L-DOPA is an amino acid which is used to make dopamine in the brain, so giving more of it means the brain then increases the amount of dopamine it has, and this can alleviate the symptoms. The problem is that in the long term, it's also associated with the development of quite severe side effects. People get what's called the on-off effect. They can freeze up, they can also get too much movement, and it can also produce nasty hallucinations and other side effects like sickness. So it's not exactly an ideal treatment. At the same time, researchers have also looked into whether we could stimulate the brain electrically to try to alleviate some of the symptoms, and that's been a quite successful field of research for a while now. Electrodes are implanted deep in the brain's motor circuits. When you stimulate those circuits, then movements can be made more easily. The problem is that kind of surgery is dangerous. It's also not very easy. So researchers are now looking for alternatives. And this is the work of Miguel Nicolelis, who's a researcher at Duke University in America. He and his colleagues have got a paper in the journal Science this week. And what they've done is to instead stimulate the spinal cord. And specifically, they've stimulated a part of the spinal cord called the dorsal columns, which are the main nerve sensory pathways carrying information from the body up towards the brain. Now, the insights that led them to try this in experimental animals were that when you study the brainwaves of people and animals with forms of Parkinson's disease, the brainwaves aren't normal. What you see are synchronous patterns of almost erratic firing of nerve cells, almost coming in waves. It's as though you've got an engine that's running badly. And what they wondered was whether this could be linked to the failure of the brain's motor areas to initiate movements correctly. And by stimulating the sensory pathways, what they've now found is that this sensory information coming in from the stimulator seems to desynchronize these abnormal brain firing patterns, and it means that the brain activity returns to a more normal pattern, resembling a brain that's being used to make movements. And when they do this in experimental animals, the animals show very few side effects, except that they are 26 times more spontaneously active than animals that don't have a stimulator turned on. So the researchers are saying, this is a very effective way to turn an animal model from an intense state of Parkinsonism into more freely moving animals. This is definitely worth a clinical trial. And it is an important disease. It's very debilitating for the people who suffer from it. And because this is so simple to do, relatively speaking, it looks like it could be very promising in the future.
I'm pleased to hear it. It is definitely a debilitating disease, and it's nice when these sorts of things come through.